Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it, did it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. What's up, stories about the man? struggle wasn't hungry. Yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Alrighty. Welcome to The Cut on G14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx on the line with you. Golden also on the line as a host. Yes, indeed.
Another Wednesday. You know how we do, 8 to 10. Man, I'm excited. We got the live music review.
Yes. Goes down tonight.
You know how those shows go. Love to hear the new music. The artists call in, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to hear what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, my phone is blowing up. A lot of people is, like, calling in. I guess the artists are really doing their thing tonight. Shout out to everybody that's getting their music played tonight and reviewed for tweeting, and especially Cartier. He was going in today. I checked it out.
Yeah,
even.
Fan was going in. He was definitely. He's been going in for a few days.
He has. He's been through ever since the notification, so I appreciate that. And one thing that we try to talk about, of course, here on The Cut on Wednesdays is building relationships. So if you are getting your song played tonight and you haven't tweeted the link, that's not good biz, because you do want to build relationships with the people that want to support your record or that you want to gain support from, as well as it's also dope to know that you have a fan base. When the Twitter's blowing up, we like, dang, this dude, you know, let's see what else he got going on. This may just not be the record you submit tonight, just may not be the particular record that you might need to market, just, you know, depending on what you're going for. So, you know, just a little tidbit information, promote, you know. Let your fans know. Get your fans something. Do your thing, you know?
You better do something out here trying to promote that music. I tell you right now,
okay.
Mess around and lose everything trying to get into this game.
It's straight up. Real talk. And definitely, since you mentioned that, what we do, we encourage you guys as well. Also, this is, again, Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 Radio via global14.com. That's his social networking site. I'm not going to be able to talk tonight. I can already see it. Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, so make sure you do go over to the site, check it out, interact with people on there. You know, get your music on there, see what happens. A couple of people then got, you know, some recognition and noticed by Jermaine Dupri, and it's not just about him, it's about relationships he has in the industry as well as other producers that are on that site. So you do want to go over there, check out, sign up, and all that good stuff. So
it's a bunch of stuff on there, man. Fashion and everything. We got designers on there. You know, you got clothing lines that's being rocked by Trey Songz. You know what I'm saying? My man BBI, his stuff be getting rocked by a lot of artists. You know, you got painters on there. Shout out to homie that be painting all of the different murals of, you know, the artists and shit. He's real dope. And I think a spray paint artist just joined. He's doing something for Jermaine right now. So you got all types of people on there. It's a whole community of talented people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just join and network, you know what I mean, and get it in.
Alrighty, so make sure you guys do that. And then we're going to get straight into it because we got a lot of records tonight. We're going to try to play it in full, but if it's 6 minutes long, I'm going to tell you right now we're going to be able to do it. So,
and don't submit them 6 minutes long records no more. Straight up, like don't do that. 3.5, 4, you pushing it.
Yeah, straight up for real. you know. And I want to say this, you know, can you let them know why we do the review? I know a lot of people may not be familiar with exactly why we like to do it this way, but if you could let the audience know, as well as any other artists that want to get their music featured, you know, that would be
yeah,
dope.
Basically, you know, why we do the review is, like Anna said before, we build in relationships here, and we honestly want to help people try to get into the music business or operate their business in a certain way when you're dealing with music. So first and foremost, it's called the music business, so your music got to be right. Now, not mm-hmm. saying we the end-all, be-all, you know what I'm saying? But when a community of people tell you something is hot or something you may be able to fix, it's just like anything else. You're able to go home, go back to the lab, and work on that. So that's why we love the live review shows, and that's why we do them. Basically, you can hit us up, you know, on the Twitter, at Onyx254, or me at the Glue, THAGLUE, or you can hit us up on global14.com. She's Onyx on there, and I'm Golden Fleece on there. So just holler at us, because this is very important, man. A lot of people have yes men's that hang around them. It's your boys that you grew up with from knee high. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They hear your record in the car bumping down the street, and they're just happy that you're on a song. They're happy that they hear you, so they like, yeah, that's hot. And then you go approach somebody real with that, and they tell you, man, this shit is garbage, and you don't know why. You know what I'm saying? So we try to prevent that. Any audience members listening, yo, that beat is kind of dope, but drums could be harder, or yo, your vocals is dope, beat could be better, or whatever have you, but it's all constructive. We don't never bash nobody on
right.
the show, so you know what I'm saying? So holler at us,
right.
man.
That's
we love
right.
live reviews.
Yeah, we do, and it's definitely, like you said, designed for you to grow as an artist. Again, our word is not, set in stone. However, we have come a long way and established a couple. Hey, started from the bottom. Ladies, we just played the track.
Yeah.
Right.
I said
okay. But, no, we actually do have credible relationships and resources, so it's always dope when you can have someone with an industry ear is what we're considered to listen to your record and kind of help you determine, again, what market you can go for and what is the market exactly. Some people don't even know. So, like he said, it is a business. You definitely have to know that part of it before you really can go into pushing and promoting your record. It's not just about getting your song played. Like, that's just not what it's about. So we'll go ahead and get into it. Again, we do have a lot of records. We're going to go ahead and get into one. Tech T, Stop Us Now, and let's do it. Live music review on the cut.
Me with the lies. I'm trying to do it big this year. Never looking back and fixing all my fears. And you can't stop me. come down. And I know you wanna be me, but truth be told, you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cause motherfucker, I grind.
Already, already. Type T. Stop us now. Explicit version. We accept that. Golden, what you think, homie? I'm going to have you go first on the track right here.
I'm a fan of that dude's off that one song, man. I think that song is real dope. You know, that song got the I don't know if that's a shorty singing or a sample he caught, but whoever that is definitely catching them notes the right way. Love that part of the song. Love the way he comes off of it. Love his delivery. He's not one of these monotonous rappers. He goes up, he goes down, he changes the sounds of the words up. That joint is hot to me, man. Shout out to T Tyke. I'm a fan of that song, definitely.
Absolutely. Tyke T. Shout out to Tyke T because we definitely.
Tyke T. My fault. Tyke T.
Alrighty, we definitely want to put that in rotation. And actually, let me take the opportunity because the line is full right now. It's crazy. A lot of tweets. I appreciate everybody letting your fan base know you're on the show tonight. That's what's up. I actually text a couple of people, homie. I forgot to tell you, I text a couple of people, Capitol Records, and a few other homeboys to listen in tonight. So you never know what happens. We'll see what they think. I think they're going to text me. They may even call. You never know. But I did hit some people up, satellite radio and a couple of other places. So if your song, you know, I can't promise anything. But what we can do is provide this source, which is the show. And if your music is hot like that and they pick it up, that's what it do. But we definitely going to be spinning that joint. So shout out to you, homie. It's real dope. And actually, I didn't know that I heard that song before, but I did because I saw his video, and the video is so dope. You got to go check it out. It's like a early, it's like a break style. You know how they had the jumpsuits and all of that? He really did his thing with this track, so I think he'll go pretty far. I mean, he just got to keep going in the direction that he's going, but I really, really liked it, so.
Nah, it's dope.
Yep. One song, that's all it takes, right? We're going to get into the next track tonight. This is Cali Dream with Reason Why on G14 Ready to Cut Live Review.
See you the reason why I'm still single. Lie to my friends and tell them that I mingle. And every time I write a rhyme, your name pops up in my mind. I'm tired of the love, life, lust, but that's the only thing that's keeping us together. You bought some stormy weather, call you a hurricane. I'm so tired of trying to explain our love. See, you the reason why I'm still single. I can't get you off of my mind. I think about you all of the time. I wish I could rewind. We play the past just to fix the wrongs, just to make you laugh. I miss your stupid laugh. I miss your cute smile. I'm sort of tripping because I haven't seen you in a while. How you been? What you doing? Any new chicks you pursuing? I was hoping we could chat with no drama. Just relax. How your mama? How's your sister? Hope she told you that I miss you like the days I used to just kick it with you. They told me opposites attract, and now I see that it is true. Cause I don't see no one being more opposite of me than you. So you the reason why I'm still single. Lie to my friends and tell them that I mingle. And every time I write a rhyme, your name pops up in my mind. I'm tired of the love, life, lust, but that's the only thing that's keeping us together. You brought so much stormy weather, call you a hurricane. I'm so tired of trying to explain my love. I wish I liked you as much as I love you, cause for some reason I can never put no one above you. No matter what you do or how much you make me cry, I came to realize there's no you and I. I'd rather die. Never came to understand this love thing. How can someone I love cause me so much pain? Got me racking my brain, feeling like I'm insane. My mind speaks, but my heart ain't listening. Like a bad child, it needs some discipline. One minute we just chilling, next minute arguing, cursing. Man, I hate this feeling, cause this ain't what I'm used to. Wish I could be like Chris and chump the deuce too, but I can't. She be leaving, but I ain't. I
Tell the other dudes to fall back. And when the daddy texts me, should I call back? I really think he yelled at it. If he take me, I'll crawl back between the sheets. What's the sweetest noise? And so you the reason why I'm still single. I lie to my friends and tell them that I'm mingled. And every time I write a rhyme, your name pops up in my mind. I'm tired of the love life plus, but that's the only thing that's keeping us together. You brought so much stormy weather, call you a hurricane. I'm so tired of trying to explain her love.
Already back. Cali Dream, reason why. Can I go first since it's a lady?
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you. I actually really like that. I'm very excited to hear something different. It kind of reminds me of, what is her name, Jean? Is that how you pronounce it? Jean from,
Jean.
You know what I'm talking about? Jean Eichel. I don't know how you pronounce it, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to butcher that either. I don't know how to pronounce that either.
I know. Reminds me of her, just kind of laid back zone, chill kind of vibe. I really liked it. I didn't really see anything wrong with it. I liked what she was talking about. It was real cute, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I liked it. What'd you think?
I mean, for me, that's a zone record. It takes on a certain zone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think. If I was her, I would look to see if there's any movies or anything coming out about that topic, you know what I mean, and submit
mm-hmm.
that song to them, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a song that if it gets on radio that it'd just, like, catch fire. I think it's something
mm-hmm.
that people have to hear in the right zones, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, in the right area. So if there's, like, a poetry night going on
yeah.
in your city, I would go take that over there. If there's something like speed dating going on in your city, I would go take that over there. Just put that in its proper lanes, and I think it'll grow that way. But it was dope. It was dope.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with the song. Just got to be marketed right. Well, we have
right.
Other tracks coming up, and y'all got to be, you know, bear with me because I ain't screening it or nothing like that. A lot of these we didn't. We like to hear it fresh on the spot, just like how you're hearing it A&R style, how they would review it, listen to it, and whatnot. So the next track that we got actually is D, the General, and it's called Ready for War here on the Cut Review. I can't talk tonight. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen.
Magic. Yeah. I'ma need A1 to raise their hand up. I'ma need A1 to hit a stand up. If you a bad bitch and pose for my camera, the grind ain't gon' stop. Ain't sorry to fuck your plan up. I'ma need A1 to raise their hand up. I'ma need A1 to stand up. If you a bad bitch and pose for my camera,
oh,
get that money all day.
Yeah.
Keep it really all day. I'm D to 10 and everywhere I go, niggas know I'ma get it in. And I'm realizing shorty wanna roll, I won't pretend. Cause she looking at a nigga with the devilish grin. I ain't gon' be faithful, I know I'm gon' sin. She tryin' fuckin' sit with my daughter waking up at 10. I don't think she know how bad I wanna get it in. Your body ultra right, mama, where can I see you again? Yeah. And get a bite out of that hot thing. And when I go places, I'm not the only one that caught that. She love a man, but she won't play on my team. Cause of the fact that I'm real, plus a nigga got dreams of making it big. I'ma stay on my grind, I ain't settling for shit. Grab a Louis for slugger, hit the sewer, make a hitter, hit a hater in the lead, make a walk with a deer. Haters be talking shit, I ain't trying to hit that lip, be silent. I'm telling you, my niggas get violent. Fuck that, we at the restaurant profiling. And think I'm with Spanish, but we eating some Italian. You know I sound like a medallion. Pull up in the floor, run and leave out with a stallion. No hard looks, me and my chick, we just smiling. They ain't on me, cause I'm styling. I'ma need A1 to raise their hand up. I'ma need A1 to hit a stand up. If you a bad bitch and pose for my camera, the grind ain't gon' stop. Ain't it sorry to fuck your plan up. I'ma need A1 to raise their hand up. I'ma need A1 to hit a stand up. If you a bad bitch and pose for my camera, make that money all day. Keep it really all day. I'ma need. I smoke so much weed. I'm a weed fiend.
Moscato on my bottle, champagne showers, smoking Mary Jane, God flowers.
He put it on his herb for me to inhale, so I inhale, exhale. Kind of buff, and I'm far from frail. I go to jail, and I don't tell. Fuck a motel, I'm fucking in a hotel. My nigga solid, but them hoes tell. We welcome all beef at the doorbell. I'm in your street, 5011 Shell. I'ma need. Oh, fuck it, nigga, what the heck?
I'ma need. Fuck it, what the heck?
I'ma need everyone to raise their hand up. I'ma need everyone to have a stand up. If you a bad bitch and pose for my camera, the grind ain't gon' stop. Ain't sorry to fuck your plan up. I'ma need everyone to raise their hand up. I'ma need everyone to have a stand up. If you a bad bitch and pose for my camera, get that money all day, keep it really all day.
Ready D the General live cut on the cut tonight. The review, y'all gotta bear with me. I'm doing the most. D the General, I'ma need. What you think, Golden?
I like that the track. I couldn't really hear the actual mastering or mixing skills of the track. I don't know if it was a little muffled. It didn't sound that clean. But that could be the connection. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to get in on that. But I just thought that sometimes that track is dope, and the music was dope. The lyrics, it wasn't a track. Let me make sure I say this. It wasn't a track that had to have some dope lyrics like that. You feel me? It was something that's to the point you're gonna need everybody to put their hands up. But what happened is, I think a lot start going on in the track when the second verse came around, like when you drop and you filter a certain part of the beat. Anytime you do that stuff, you got to make sure, like, what dude is saying at that point, you know what I'm saying, is something why you would want the beat dropped out and filtered, you know what I'm saying? I just think it kind of start going a little south toward the end of it. You know, the beat, the hook, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I think it started doing a little bit too much to the end. And the way Money ended his second verse, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to rap like that, something got to be going on with the track to make people dance, you know, or bounce. Or the track got to be super hard if you're going to rap like that. And to me, that track wasn't super hard for you to rap like that. Like, my man was like, you know, I go to jail, and I don't tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a dope way he slung that line in, but then that beat is like, so it's like, you know, sometimes lyrics, you got to mesh it with the right beat, and I think that right there kind of was a little bit off, for me at least. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I think. I think that track and those lyrics wasn't a perfect marriage. Not that they couldn't rhyme, not that the hook wasn't dope. It's just that it wasn't a perfect marriage.
Right, and I actually agree with you on a couple of things. When I first heard the track, I was really excited because I'm a fan of Dipset. And, of course, you have to know your market. Of course, you're not trying to sound like this rapper, or maybe that is, you know, what it is. But you do have to know your market and your lane. I believe he may be from the Southern, but I really like how it gave me kind of the up north feel, the Dipset days. You remember those days in Dipset?
Yeah.
It kind of would have a
laid-back
exactly.
type joint.
They would have that. And I don't know, you know, I ain't a producer, so I don't know if it's horns or whatever, but I really like the way the direction of the track was going. However, I felt like there could have been room for improvement as far as, like you said, the lyrics to really just bring out the best. And I agree. I think that I wouldn't make this my number one single. I wouldn't push this as my first single.
Not at all. This is an album cut.
Yeah, this is an album cut. That's exactly what it is. It kind of shows that you're versatile. It wasn't the flow. It wasn't even the lyrics were bad. It wasn't the cadence. Everything was cool. And also, I think you might could get a better mix as well on the track. So might want to go back and kind of revisit the mixing part as well as see if you have another record that you might be able to push and use that as your forefront breakout single. That's one of those records you might want to already have. Like you said, just put it on the album. You know, that's one of those records. So that's what I think. You know, and we'll see what other people think. But even in any other market, I just really feel that is just for an album. So, or a follow-up. It could be a follow-up, you know. So, but that's what I think. And he has a lot of supporters, actually. So shout-out to his fan base that's calling in tonight because they are fans of his music. I'm assuming because they're taking the time to call out tonight. So we appreciate you and we appreciate everybody.
Nah,
shout
definitely.
Out to D.
Definitely. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with the lyrics and the hook. There's nothing wrong with that. It's when you got a certain beat, you know what I'm saying? You want to try to make sure you kick what you're supposed to be kicking on that track. You feel what I'm saying? Like, dude, on the second verse, I don't know if that was the same guy. I think it was a different guy.
I think it was his,
It was two dudes, right?
I'm not so sure, but I think I got the vibe of that, too. It might have been two separate dudes as well.
Right. His verse, he was kind of more crunk on that track. You know what I'm saying? And his verse was kind of like, okay, does it belong on top of this slow sample bed track? You feel what I'm saying? So I think that's why I thought toward the end it kind of started not meshing that well for me. But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a bad song at all. I just always think people should be conscious of that. And I think, like, if you're from the South and you're from the North, it doesn't matter what beat you rap on. Look at Rick Ross. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross is from the South, but he'll take a track that's up North and hit it exactly how it's supposed to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So marriage of the track is important, and I just think the second dude's verse was a little bit too crunk for that track.
Already, no doubt. So hopefully everyone that's listening tonight can be receptive to that and go back to the lab and whatnot. We're going to go ahead and get into the next one. It's actually Diesel Gleasel, and it's called I'm Good. This features C-Lone. I'm sorry. So we're going to see what's good with this track, and that's what we're going to do. Live music review on the cut.
Yeah. I got the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Dope shit.
I got the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Dope shit.
I got the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Dope shit.
I got the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm Louis. Blowing Dewey. All the rappers better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. I got pimpin' in my blood and I can feel it running through me. Look good, smell good. All the bitches wanna do me. I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm Louie. Blowing Dewey. All the rappers better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. I got pimpin' in my blood and I can feel it running through me. Look good, smell good. All the bitches wanna do me.
Man, I'm
good.
Las Vegas finest. And it can't get no finer. Your mission is to fuck her. My mission is to sign her. I see her in my future looking for her and I find her. She want everything designer. Even Gucci eyeliner. I'm trying to take her pro cause she be killing in the minor. She not no Michael J but she for sure a heroin miner. She go and get my bread and give me head in my recliner. So I set her on a timer. Miss a beat and I'm a piner. I'm a $1 million nigga. What's the swag to a demeanor? Hate to brag but I'm a cleaner. Take a drag and the XL eat the O. Whoa, if I act the ass, they gon' call the people and that's the end. It won't be no sequel. I think I'll tweet that to all my sequels. My shit bump it, got the measles. You on that cracker, you on that needle. The V and a 2013 finna do numbers like the Beatles. T-Dash Lounge and a Diesel Greasel combination should be illegal. This is real hip hop and trouble for you is what that equals.
I'm good, I'm Gucci, I'm Louis, blowing Louis. All the rappers better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. I got pimpin' in my blood. And I can feel it running through me. Look good, smell good. All the bitches wanna do me. I'm good, I'm Gucci, I'm Louis. Blowing gooey. All the rappers better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. I got pimpin' in my blood. And I can feel it running through me. Look good, smell good. All the bitches wanna do me. I'm good.
Here we go again with the patty pin to the death of me. Where should I begin with the master plan of perfect recipe. I am here to win. That's an understatement, so don't mess with me. Cause when the drama ends and the smoke clears, you'll be left with me. You can rest in peace, but I got plans on winning. Show off the world we live in, is spinning. It's no pretending. Left a million in your vault, then you barely living. You niggas check to check, so what rat race is you winning? Find Jordan Scott Thornton, where the fuck are you recording? Heard your demo, heard your CD, and the intro left me snoring. Under no circumstances will you ever drive a Ford. You a local ass rapper with ambitions to be torn. And yet, you ain't left the city. You just a mama's boy that's afraid to leave the titty. And I'm a pioneer with ambitions to get gritty. A verbal mercenary, ain't nobody fucking with me. Come get me.
I'm good, I'm Gucci, I'm Louis, blowing Dewey. Other rappers better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. I got pimping in my blood and I can feel it running through me. Look good, smell good, all the bitches wanna do me. I'm good, I'm Gucci, I'm Louis, blowing Dewey. Better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. I got pimping in my blood and I can feel it running through me. Look good, smell good, all the bitches wanna do me. I'm good.
Feeling better than ever. Yo, C,
what up?
How the fuck you feel?
I'm feeling Tony the Tiger good, nigga.
We doing good. We doing better.
I am just murdering everybody's name. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm just getting off the highway from other cities. I've been moving around, but back to the track. Diesel Glizzo featuring C-Lone. I'm good. Actually, in this case as well, I think that it's one of those tracks that I wouldn't push as my number one single. Just because of the content, you definitely want it to be, not that it's not relatable, but I would definitely want to push a record that I feel like everybody can identify with and just rock like that. I like the direction of the track where it's going. I feel like it should be a little bit more turned up, you know, like you had me halfway turned up, but I need to be all the way turned up, and that's just the terminology for it. It's one of those tracks. As far as the production side, I feel like it could hit a little harder, but I don't know if you feel like that, Golden, but I'll let you kind of go into that if it's about the production. But I really like the direction and where this is going. It has potential. However, I just feel like if it's going to be that record to actually push to the masses, or, you know, this is the thing. When you talk about submitting your song to, and this is for everyone that's listening tonight and that's submitting music and whatnot, when you talk about wanting to get your song played and things like that, you definitely want to try to pick your best record or at least one of your best records at the moment that you have, and you want to try to push that record. You know, don't focus on quantity, focus on quality, and get, you know, do things like you're doing tonight, submit music, get the feedback, get the review, get other outsiders' opinions. So that you can really see if your record has the potential to be that record. When you make a record, you should be making that record as if that's the, you know, that's the only record that you got to really get you in the door. Never should you do, and not that you guys are doing anything mediocre, but just I'm just saying take the time to really dive into your record and dissect your record and make it the best that you could possibly make it. And just know your market and your lane. So there may be a time where you may want to look into changing a few lines or come at it, approach it a different way just so you can really grab the attention of everybody that's listening. And this is a club record. The hook was crazy. I really like the hook because I like to say I'm good. I'll be like, I'm good. Like that could really, really be dope to play off of that. So I would say to kind of revisit, and then maybe it would have been dope to have some A and, you know, just all that little chant kind of stuff in the back, or just to really get it crunked up and turned up, you know what I'm saying? So just something to really turn it up. I'd have to go back and listen and really dissect, but just first hearing it, it definitely needs improvement to be that first record pushing out there to the masses. And other than that, you know, that's pretty much it. But not bad at all, not bad at all. What did you think?
I didn't think that record was bad at all. This is, you know what's crazy? It's like you described what happened to it. The hook is crazy. I think that hook is crazy. I love that hook. The track is crazy, too. If it's mixed right, that track is crazy. The off-time snare joints and how they kept the cadence when that off-time snare came through. Thought that was real dope, especially with, you know, you got the Kendrick Lamar's coming into the game and you listen to some of this music and, you know, beats are changing a little bit and cats are staying on the cadence. So, you know, that's in style. Where I think this record started going south was, you know, when you're dealing with the masses and you're dealing with a commercial music, if you're trying to make your music commercial, that means you're trying to make it for the masses. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, you're making it for an album. You want somebody to hear it, and then it's just on an album. You feel what I'm saying? If you're making your music for the masses, sad to say that if they would have stayed on more what that hook was about, which is pimping hoes and how good they are and blowing, if they would have stayed on that, and that would have made the record more commercial. Mm-hmm. As sad as it is to say, the pimping the hoes and, you know, how you Gucci and you got Louis and you blowing that is elements that, you know, the masses that deal with rap fuck with. Now, where it kind of took a dive for me, and not his verse at all because the kid was spitting, was what he was talking about when he was talking about the local rappers and shit like that on this song. You feel what I'm saying? Like when you take the subject into something that the hook really doesn't cater to, there's one part in the hook where they're like, the rappers better duck, but at the same time, I think they're only saying that because the Huey, Dewey, Louie, that line is so dope. You know what I'm saying? They better duck like Huey, Dewey, Louie. But when you spend a whole verse talking about a local rapper or local rappers and how they don't got money for the studio and this and that, when the hook is like, pimping's in my blood, all these bitches want to do me, I'm good, I'm Gucci, you know what I'm saying?
That hook it's is like, crazy.
The hook
is crazy.
You got
to really play off of that joint. That's what I'm saying,
you
gotta the content.
You got to play off that joint. You got to play off that joint. When you go to the second verse and you start talking about how local rappers is bums and stuff like that, you throw the whole record off. And the kid was killing the verse. The rap, the style, and the rhyme was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't match that hook. And if you would have stayed on board with that hook, talking about how y'all out there bagging these shorties and you rocking this and you blowing on that sticky and something like that, it would have stayed up. It would have stayed turned up. You know what I'm saying? But it kind of went to the left because it's like you describing niggas in your city that can't afford studio time. They local, blase, blah.
Right.
And just like I said, blase, blah. That's what that's what happened to the wreck. It got blase. When it could have been turned up, like Shorty said, like Onyx said earlier, the A's and the, you know what I'm saying? That's my bad. I had to, like, you know how your brain sometimes is, like, you're talking. And like Onyx said earlier, when you got something that you could play off of to stay turned up, you want it to be turned up, especially when you got a track that got a melody that's dark. You feel what I'm saying? So y'all could raise that up because the track is dope to me, especially if it's mixed master right, it's dope. But you don't want to veer off into a topic. Just imagine in a club, if somebody was bobbing their head or people was bouncing up and down to the hi-hats of that song, and then they had to start listening to what you're actually talking about, sad to say, that kills the song for them because they don't really care about that. You know what I'm saying? They just like, I want to stay turned up.
So, absolutely, I agree. So, definitely.
The hook was crazy.
The hook is ridiculous. I'm really, really feeling the hook. But I hope that they will take, I know that they're listening. So, shout out to you guys for listening, tuning in, and whatnot. And, again, shout out to everybody submitting it. And, you know, just we hope that you're receptive to this information. Shout
out
to
Homeboy just tweeted, too, man.
He did.
Said,
that's what's
he
up.
Said, priceless feedback. He said the record was actually meant to be, it wasn't meant to be a lead single, so that right there is a plus right there.
Okay.
And it is a good record. And it wasn't meant to be a lead. He said it was a diss record. Okay, so it's actually a diss record to somebody. Okay, well, boom.
Okay.
See, putting something in its context is always going to let you see it in a different light. So shout out to Diesel Greasel, you know what I'm saying, for clearing that up, because then that makes me say, okay, well, this is not something that they're trying to lead with. And if it was a diss record to somebody, I could see it going in that lane too. And it was dope, you know what I'm saying? But I'd like, he said it was priceless feedback. You feel what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. he understands as an artist what exactly what I'm saying. So we probably get a record from him that's a lead single, and we're like, okay, boom. He know the elements of a lead single.
Exactly.
Boom, there you go.
And then on saying that, though, I honestly, Diesel, I would, you know, just revisit that. And, like, you could have the diss version, but I would actually play off that because it's really dope. Like, that hook is crazy. If you can, it's perfect for the kids right now, the college kids, the 2 Chainz. So shout out to you for putting that together and for giving us that insight. But definitely, if you could push that, homie, push that, because that would be crazy. Those college kids would kill it. So, let's go to the next one because we do got a couple more. Palm Daniels Juiced Up, track G14 Ready to Cut, my music review.
I want that exclusive.
iPod juiced up, iPad juiced up, iPhone juiced up, fuck it, dog, I'm booming. Chillin' A-Town juiced up, top down, cooped up, cranberry juiced up, fuck it, dog, let's go. This time I'ma bring my niggas, sell them dollar bills in the sky. Bitches dropping from the pole, marijuana on my jacket, bounce and let a nigga smoke. Rich the only way to go, giving you what you pay me for. What you looking shady for? Bitch, you ain't got my baby hoe. Ravy flow, chains on at nighttime, cool as shit. Love me a woman who much older on that cougar shit. Who you with? Red and cut exclusive niggas, they my brothers. Smelling like some money, that's what make these bitches think they love us.
Tonight, I actually heard the first couple seconds of this joint, and then I stopped it because I didn't want to get too in deep. You know what I'm saying? I always play them the first couple seconds to make sure that, you know, the track actually plays and whatnot, and then I stopped it because I didn't want to listen in full until tonight. But I'm going to let you go ahead and go first.
Yeah, that joint right there, you know that's meant to be a crunk record. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now, that song, Doing Anything, to me depends on exactly how that beat hits in a club. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's certain songs where you don't have to say much. You know what I'm saying? I think his voice is dope. It lends it lends that you want to hear his voice. You know what I'm saying? He got one of them high voices. You know what I'm saying? So you're not mad at his tone. So that track being a crunk track, if that track hits enough the right way for people to want to dance or jump around, that is what's saving that track, because it's just kind of like in the realm of a bunch of other tracks that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna do a track like that, knowing that there's a bunch of tracks out there where cats is just jumping on these type of, you know, hard Young Chop type tracks, or, you know, even going back to what's your man that did BMF? What's the producer's name?
Oh, I said what?
Well, the producer I'm talking about, because he does them style of tracks too, them hard hitting joints. So when you go to those, you know there's a lot of those out there. So I think a plus is that his voice cuts through, but it definitely, that beat has to hit the right way, you know, because he's not trying to say too much to impress anybody. He's just really trying to get you in a zone. To me, that's zone music. And it all depends on how it hits. It's just like your man Young Scooter with the Columbia record. If you listen to that record on your television in your house, you like, okay, so what? You know, but then when it's in the club, you like singing along, bouncing to that shit. I can make cocaine. Because the track is hitting crazy. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's a different zone when you in the club. So if that hits right in the club, then he got something. If not, that's just going to be something that somebody hears coming across their radio or television and just listens to.
Right. And you know what? I agree with you upon that. It's definitely based upon how the song actually hits. I had the opportunity to hear it through my speakers, and it was crazy. And again, that was just the first couple of seconds, and I stopped it real quick. This track is crazy. It's really, really dope.
Okay.
And I believe that, excuse me, for me, because I have heard it through the speakers, and also the quality kind of diminishes a little bit through this, I think through the system, but I'm not sure. But this track is so going to be so catchy. It's going to be about how they market it and promote it. It's going to be about the pushing and promoting and the
Definitely.
Marketing and building the relationships with the DJs, because this right here can do something, and it's perfect for the time now. Now, also, he's also going to have to be ready to come with the follow-up material, especially because, like you said, he made this just for that zone. You know what I'm saying? And you could tell, because you don't have to really say much, do much, and it is fun. You know, I definitely, for me, of course, anytime you load, we're in a time now where you definitely got to have juice for your iPhone and stuff. Like, when I'm out and I'm hurting. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's funny for that to be a track and you in the club. It's something different, yet it's familiar. And that's what kids love, and that's what people love, and they want to be drunk and crunk. And like you said, just jumping up and just being wild. So that's the perfect track for that. So I would just focus on the promotion of this track and focus on this one record, and then definitely have things ready to go if approached by the powers that be, as far as the A&R or whatever, whoever would ask you to submit more material, you know, to see what you can do. You know, you don't want to be limited to just that, being, you know, one of those artists. So I actually like the track. I'm going to send it to you, Golden, so you can play it.
Send that to me so I can play that in my speaker. Tracks like that, I always want to see how they hit.
Yeah.
Because if they hit the right way, it could be a hit. You feel what I'm saying? I tell everybody, man, there's so many tracks out there like that that, you know, people are listening to in a certain way. They won't get it until they hear that track beating in a club somewhere, and then everybody chant, iPhone juice stuff. It's a track that's meant to get people crunk. So if you can't hear the crunkness of the music, then you're just hearing him. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, we over the system and everything, so I'm not getting the full effect of it. I know it's a crunk song, and it could be, though. I just want to hear it beaten, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, send me that joint, most definitely.
Yeah, and what you said was perfect. Like, you can already, and that's the thing about music, you guys, just everybody that's listening tonight, thank you for your patience while we get to your record, because what's happening is we can pretty much tell, to be honest with you, within the first 15 seconds, first 10 seconds, if we even want to, if we're even engaged into the record. And then the next 15 seconds will determine if we're really going to want to listen to the rest of the record. So you've got about 30 seconds to make a good impression. And what I do enjoy about artists such as this that come right in with the record, like,
yeah,
go straight to it.
Right.
Don't all that that's talking right at the beginning and all of this is not, like, nobody wants to hear that. Go straight into what it is, get straight to the point so we can get crunk, turned up, however we got to do it. So, again, just push this record, market it, and like you said, you could identify already that it was a song that you needed to see how to be hit, because if so, that was good for you. It worked.
Right.
So, okay, we'll go to the next. So, shout out, we're going to keep that, let you hear that in the speakers. If you rock with it, we'll go ahead and get it turned up and see what we can do about getting this play on the radio and getting the levels just right so we can get that to
right,
to
right. Good job.
Yeah, it was dope. Jay Nolan, Fortified MC, we're going to play that next on the Cut Live Feedback Music Review. Again, you guys, I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing things right. Give me a break. I ain't really slept, so. Jay Nolan, Fortified MC.
I don't understand what these little rappers are talking about.
Nah, chill, son. Don't even worry about it, I got you covered. Get your chicken wings and your popcorn, I'm saying. I'm here to handle business. I'm about to knock out rappers and physical till I'm mystical like the Blair Witches. Impaired vision, tear ligaments, internal affairs. Watching my mouth like the king with a mad dentist. I got a rare image, I'm old school. The flows and pro tools for woos, I'm Ric Flair vintage. I'm in the air, the hoodie say I'm in Paris. I'm aware, I'm ahead of Square's John Mayer with it. So fly, I could probably give you a spare ticket. If you bowling for Columbine, you get a spare with it. Finish the frame while I replenish the game. The more lost than there's plenty to gain, cause I've been witnessed the pain. Poverty's such a pitiful thing, that's why I'm trying to administer shame. Who put it down like me? They think on E, got them hating on me, cause I'm with the KB, a fortified MC. I'm a fortified MC, homie. Hey, who put it down like me? They think on E, got them hating on me, cause I'm with the KB, a fortified MC. I'm a fortified MC. So put your mic down. Iller than most, whether kid or adult, I'm in it to win it. My lyrics put your lid in the scope. Into the ropes, get your bones injured and broke. I leave them twisted like a loaf full of cinnamon toast. Didn't used to be willing and boast, gotta remember that. Now I'm in a different class, I'm like an aristocrat. A richard has got me to end the rack. I used to be alienated like the men in black. How real is that? Living the rap, I was born for this. You fraudulent, I stream like consciousness. The consequence, I'm making y'all call it quits. You lost the anonymous tip like consequence. Ugh, monstrous, I was forced to rip. No more features for the free, it's gon' cost the grip. Fortunate for anybody talking slick, I'd rather not have to borrow some clips. Who put it down like me? They think on E, got them hating on me, cause I'm with the KB, a fortified MC. I'm a fortified MC, homie. Hey, who put it down like me? They think on E, got them hating on me, cause I'm with the KB, a fortified MC. I'm a fortified MC. Now put your mic down. Yeah. Back to the basics. Smack them in their faces. Crack a couple heads if they acting like they major. Puerto Ricans with me, let them yak them with the razors. Jack them for their jackets, then it's back to getting paper. Rapping like a taser. Shocking the world. Cover it up like the socks on your girl. I got her watching me. Looking at my video, she studying my policies. Like Obama, I'm a cold rhymer for the colony. All up in her eyes like lobotomy. Haven't seen this kind of G since Prodigy came out in 93. I keep it thorough when the burger, when the mob is. Hit them where it hurt like dessert, make it hard to eat. I do it all subconsciously and leave them all unconsciously. I bomb these beats with rhymes that'll bombard your tweets. So think twice when you cross the street. Who put it down like me? They think on E, got them hating on me, cause I'm with the KB, a fortified MC. I'm a fortified MC, homie. Hey, who put it down like me? They think on E, got them hating on me, cause I'm with the KB, a fortified MC. I'm a fortified MC. So put your mic down. I thought I told y'all, man. I told y'all I'll get out the game, man. What you need to do? Exit stage left. I guess y'all hard of hearing, right? it's all good. Jay Nolan's for the people. I come with hearing aids equipped, know what I'm saying? Whatever. You can't read these lips. I can give it to you physically to let you know what it is, know what I'm saying? I'm just playing, man. I ain't trying.
Yo, okay, I see y'all trying to come with it tonight. Y'all trying to... That was dope. I'm excited. I didn't want the track to end, and that's really dope. That was Jay Nolan, Fortified MC, first time hearing the track, of course. I actually really enjoyed that record. It was what Golden, if you were listening earlier about marriage, the marriage of the production and the artist and the cadence and the flow, it was a perfect combination. I actually think that would be a nice record to push and be your forefront, per se, to introduce yourself to the world. That was not bad at all. You got to know your lane and your market, and I think that you did exceptionally well at demonstrating that. Very, very nice. I don't really have anything to say. I really liked it. It was dope to me.
Definitely a dope record, and he put the record right at you by telling you, listen, I'm an MC, so you're going to hear lyrics, you're going to hear the hard beat,
mm-hmm.
This is the lane I'm in, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So the record describes what he's dealing with right there, so you know, like, yo, you're going to be hearing this, you're going to be listening for this, you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, bars, I'm coming with bars. So again, the marriage is so important because now he has a lane that he knows he has to shoot to, you know what I'm saying? He's not throwing this record to where it's not going to be accepted. He's going to throw this record to where it's going to be accepted, the lane and market that this record is supposed to be in, and he's letting you know, this is what I hold valuable. MCing, making people say ooh and ah, and old school hip-hop, hard drums, everything was exactly how it was supposed to be with that record. Dope record, Fortified MC, push it in the right lanes, the right markets. You know, one place I would hit with that joint, any breakdancing contest in your area, man, I would go right there and tell them, yo, you need to play this joint while they battling each other. You know what I'm saying? It's certain lanes that you could take the record to where you might not think it'll create a groundswell. And mm-hmm. when you put it in that niche market is where you're going to get the most traction out of that record. If somebody was breakdancing to that record right there, and or battling to that record right there, I bet a bunch of people will always request that record.
Absolutely. You know what? I couldn't agree more. This is, like I said, I was so excited about the track, and that's just hard to get these days. You're not really excited, especially when it's not a gimmick or just whatever with it. It's really hard to get into something new and someone new that you're not even familiar with. So I've just become a fan. I really enjoyed it. And I think that also when you're talking about getting breakdancing and all of that to get involved with the chat, I think that you may want to look into EA Sports, which, of course, I know you got to play video games. I do. But when you're playing a game, that's one of them tracks that I could hear if I'm playing a basketball
Definitely.
Game and picking my player. If I'm, y'all don't mess with Madden because y'all do the most with Madden. But, you know, it's still, I'm sure that track would be with Madden. Also the boxing game. So I would look into getting maybe a, see about getting you, submitting your music to, like, you know, one of those type of things, you know, getting your music on a video game. You know, that does happen. There's other avenues to get your music out there and just to get going. And just, you know, hip-hop festivals, you know, with your KRS-Ones. That put me in the zone of, like, Cassidy. You know what I'm saying? And Cassidy is mad dope. So that put me in his, that kind of zone when he came out and let niggas know what it was. So push that, and get it to as many people as you can as far as that element to really get people like, you know, like you said, engaged with the track. And I just enjoyed it. We're going to play it here on the show, see what it do. Jay Nolan, that was Jay Nolan, MC Fortified MC, I'm sorry, Fortified MC.
Yeah, Fortified, dope joint.
Yes, it was dope.
Hit any contests up, hit up the video games, definitely, man. People say, yo, I want to hear this record. I want to know more about him, most definitely.
Exactly.
Sorry if I was breaking up early. I don't know if I'm clearer right now.
It's coming in and out a little bit. I don't know what you know. It's just one of those nights. Next, we got I talk about building relationships on the show. Buff and Chubb from Best Out ENT. I really love these dudes. You remember their music? We still have it in the queue when we play it.
Yes, most definitely.
We've been playing it, a couple of their songs. I love these guys because they build relationships. They network. They support. There's another guy on here that we're gonna play soon. He builds and supports. He listens to the show. We love this type of stuff. This, when somebody comes to me and say, what's the hottest record that you got from an indie artist that y'all play on your station, these are the type of people that we'll think of first because they, you know, they support the show, they send them music, and it's consistent hits. So I'm sure this is no exception. This is Southside, Buff and Chubb. Haven't heard it, but we're going to do it right now. Live review on the cut.
Let's get it.
Welcome to the Southside of St. Louis, Missouri. Southside, stand up. For real.
I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Southside, south, Southside. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Southside, south, Southside. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Southside, south, Southside. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town.
Sure.
Southside,
real Southside, south, B-block.
South, I'm from the...
I'm lit, don't want to... with shooters on the salary, so I ain't got the bus. Nah, I don't trust you. Now, no, can't nobody with us, no team, no clique. Player haters too. Die while you doing it. Picture a black trash bag, not picture you in it. Doing it, definitely done. Any altercation I had, I definitely won. I'm definitely from the south side of the show me. You definitely even done for acting like you don't know we. Best out, ENT, get that through your melon before somebody split it and ain't nobody tell.
I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Southside,
B-O-E,
Southside. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town.
Southside,
Southside,
Southside.
I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Southside,
Southside, Southside.
I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Southside, Southside, Southside. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town. Words, homicides, and murders, bodies that's never foul. Keep that metal round, just in case you play around. This ain't no playground. Get misplaced and laid down. Say now, zero tolerance for that discussion, cause all this talking in this move. Press on my butt, my temper's quick like my cousin, cause I'm quick to start busting. He's a nut for the case in case it takes place. We was cool with the beef, but we for first date kept shields for them crabs like shrimps when they break. I hate a fake, cause I'm real as they come. Keep talking slick and you'll get hit, then you'll be missing the sun. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town.
Southside of
the Southside, South, Southside. I'm from the S-O-U-T-H side of town.
You know what it is?
Southside,
yeah,
south,
41,
from the S-O-U-T-H, side
of
town,
dark side,
south,
yeah,
I'm from the S-O-U-T-H,
Southside crew, fuck out, great beer,
Southside,
you know what I'm talking about,
Southside,
I'm
from the...
Howard. You know, I'm from Texas, so I was over here doing the South Side. That's Buff and Chubb, Best Out ENT with South Side. I like that, even though it's like a remix kind of. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the Little Kiki. I hope I ain't getting my Texas legends messed up, but South Side throwing up the deuce, you know, whatever. I liked it. You know, it's one of them. It serves its purpose. Of course, it's not your single, your breakout record single, but you guys do have a lot of material. This is a chill Animal Smoke, but I'm pretty sure dudes would just kind of vibe and smoke and just be on some southern-ish. And, you know, it's called Southside, so it serves its purpose. Not a bad song at all. It's, you know, I vibe with it for what it is, for sure. So shout out, fellas.
Yeah, those cats always got the clean, ill records, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure from where they at, they the known niggas around there when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? They just stay clean. They know how to ride tracks. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got their shit together, man. So, you know, they kind of the premier. I would bet if I went to St. Louis, I would hear about them cats without even looking for them. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So, already. We're going to move on to this is Spider Rock Oh gosh, I'm killing the names tonight. I'm gonna have to start asking people ahead of time.
Wow. What you got about Spider Rock?
No, you know, actually, we'll get into this other track. This is actually from Cartier, and again, like I said, he's been doing his thing, tweeting, showing love, and he's been actually, like you said, going in for a couple of weeks now and just really tuning in and listening to the show, and you can tell he's engaged and actually taking something back, so we just appreciate that, and we think that's real dope. So,
appreciate the support.
Real talk. We really do appreciate that, and it's not just about so you can get something back. This is for you guys. This show was designed to bring you viable tools and resources for you to apply to your craft. It is a business, so don't think that you can just play and that's it. You know, and a lot of times we make music for ourselves. I'm an artist myself, Golden. He's a manager of production. We can't just make music for ourselves. We do have to at one point cater to the standards and relate to masses and whatnot. It may mean changing a lyric or two, like we suggested earlier, just suggestions. It may mean that you can't have a 6-minute flow straight through with no hook or nothing.
No 6-minute flow. Don't do it. I'm telling you. And if anybody listening that we're playing records from tonight, understand that we have people on the show that you can actually call in and talk to that you couldn't probably get a meeting with. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it takes the time to get a meeting with people that we actually have on the show that you could just call in and be like, wow, they got him on the show tonight. I want to ask him a question. So always tune in. Now, don't just tune in because we're playing your music. If we got a big-time platinum A&R on the show, or we got a big-time marketer on the show, we got anybody. You know what I'm saying? You got to definitely tune in and listen to what's going on, because on our show, you could call up and talk to that person.
Absolutely.
Instead of fly to New York or L.A., or Atlanta, and hopefully get a meeting. You can get a meeting right over the phone real quick, just ask a few questions, and boom. So always listen to the show. You never know who we got coming up.
You never know. We have a lot of people give opportunities out through our show, like, you know, and they encourage that. Like I said, I do have a couple people listening in tonight. And so I actually got a text saying from one of the DJs, and he said that he agrees with everything that we're saying. So, and it's not just a DJ, you know, just your average DJ in the club. I mean, everybody, of course. But there's different tiers in this industry. And again, if we're talking about taking this serious, then let's take it serious and let's put our best foot forward and let's really present some quality records. There are millions of people that want to do what you want to do. You chose that type of job. And if you're going to choose this job, then it's what you make of it. So you have to go in on that promo. You have to go in on the knowledge side. You have to do a lot. You and your team, your PR, your management, y'all are responsible for the direction. Once you get that record, you're responsible for where that record really goes. You're responsible if the DJs do support it. It doesn't always have to be you do have to have a budget, but sometimes it's not about that. It could be relationships simply. And you better guarantee, best believe that the people that come on this show, we have relationships with already.
Yeah, all day.
We already
and
got
they
relationships
tell you the real. And they're going to tell you the real.
They don't BS around. So we've a lot of people that come on the show we've known for several years, and now that we have this platform to actually, you know, reconnect with them and whatnot, we're doing just that. So that don't mean we can, you know, throw so and so your music tomorrow. No, we're not gonna do it like that. You know, we don't work projects. However, we can refer you to somebody who will work your project. So again, call us if you have questions and comments and whatnot about your record and a direction, and hit us up as well. We may be able to set up a time to see what we can do for you also. So, again, just take this, you know, just take this feedback and really understand what it's for. We're not picking favorites. We're literally listening as if you were to walk in a boardroom. Some of the people, you know, what would they say and what would they feel about the record, and can it make them money? Because at the end of the day, it's a business. It's about profit and money. They could care less how you feel about the record. It's about the masses. So don't take it personal. You have to have thick skin. If you don't, you're not in the right industry. So,
and it's constructive. It's constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? It's not something we don't try to bash anybody. There's no breaking people down on the cut. It's only uplifting. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Y'all uplift us when y'all support the show, when y'all check us out. So we uplift y'all. That's why we're giving this platform. That's why I'm telling everybody, listen, we used to do this. We still do this. But when we did do this, we didn't have platforms like this. We had to save up money, drive to New York, fly to New York, and hopefully get up in the Universal Building. I hope now we got people calling on the line from that building that you could talk to. So realize how much that is a big time step for a lot of different people. There's some people in the city that can't get their record heard outside the city. You know what I'm saying? So always tune in when you got a chance to tune in, because it's important you be able to ask, listen. Matter of fact, even Slow Bucks, we have Slow Bucks on the show. Those kids are everywhere. You might be in the city.
You're breaking up just a tad bit, just a little bit.
Yeah. Am I breaking up still? The weather
just
is kind of crazy where I'm at. So I don't know if it's got something to do with the weather. I apologize. But even, you know, clothing designers, things of that nature. You got some of these guys that I know rap, they own storefronts. They got people in their market. You can politic with some, hey, man, we want some of your shirts in our store. You build relationship with a person like that. But, you know, you just got to listen to the show, and then, you know, you find out who's on here. I think we got coming up. CEO Miami Mike, Benzino.
Yeah, we got the president. We got the president of we got the A&R for Young Money. I didn't even realize to announce that, but we do have the A&R for Young Money, Cash Money, of course, Lil Wayne. And what's his name? I'm forgetting, folks. What's the dude's name? Mac Main. So he's going to be on the show, and he is going to be open to questions. And now that your song has made it into rotation, yes, we do play indie records and mainstream records when we have a special guest on. They do ask who's that record from time to time. They hear it when they come on, you know. And sometimes I'll ask, what you think about that record I was just playing? It was dope. Who was that? We're also going to have Sony Records on the line, Red Distribution. We're going to have the Zay Entertainment come on. Louisiana Cash, Turk from Cash Money, he's back out, got some things he's dropping. So a lot of people are about to come on the show, so you do want to stay tuned. And a lot of people have been on the show.
They've been on the show. Shout out to all the new people that's listening to the show. We hope you continue to listen to the show, and we're providing a platform for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And then when we touch down in y'all city, man, we can go hang out and chill. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo. When I go to St. Louis, I want to chill with Buff and Chubb, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not in the area where they talk about they busting the guns and all that shit. I ain't trying to come out there for all that. But at the same time, you know, it's all about building, man. Wherever we go, we building and we network. So let's keep it moving, you know?
No doubt. So coming up next, this is the Strawberry Letter. This is Cartier. And let's go. Get into it. Live review on the cut.
I don't wanna be without you, eat without you, sleep without you, me without you, strange. To me without you, can't stop thinking about you, man. Something sweet about you, baby. It must be you got me singing. Me, I too, I don't see you, and move, you got me changing. Voltron, your heart into my heart. What form we gon' take on? It would be fun to become one. Who know, maybe, make a baby, let's say two. Put up fences in the kitchen, in the room. Let us make way for me and you. Clear the past that you've been through. Clear the past up and we cool. Purple passes and blue moons. Now we passing by platoon. In the past, see though my feet, I see that place was meant for you. See that space was meant for two. I can't wait to get with you.
Tell me what's up, what's up. I want to be your baby, baby, baby. Come here and give me your love, I want to be your baby. Strawberry letter 22. Girl, I got this thing for you. I do. My boo, my boo. Strawberry letter 22. Girl, I got this thing for you. I do. My boo, my boo. Something about the way you make me feel, girl.
yes or no, I sold her check and leave it. You right back at where I left it, her perfume relieved it. XO, strawberry scent, extra on. Shawty got me extra strong. She say yes and left her phone. No, so I hit her up like where you be at. Your spot, your click, the box, you we can't go where we gon' be at. Be flat, baby, this is real love. Sit your seat back, you see that? I know you ain't used to real by how you keep saying. Shawty, this me and you know them, it's us. Won't be no fuss. Look in my face, repeat it's us. Look out of space, this shit for us. Shout it, it's me and you know them, it's us. Won't be no fuss, look in my face. Repeat, it's us, look out of space. This shit for us, this shit for us. I want to be your baby. Baby, baby, come here and give me your love, your love. I want to be your baby. Baby, baby, baby. Strawberry letter 22. Girl, I got this thing for you, I do. My boo, my boo. Strawberry letter 22. Girl, I got this thing for you, I do. My boo, my boo. There's something about the way you make me feel, girl. There's something you keep telling me is real, girl. Your swag, your sense, now your sense of feel, sir. So I wrote you on pink paper, say this still.
Yo, G4C made a cut. Definitely widened me down a little bit. It's Texas. South Southern music. I like it. I like the flow. I really like a lot of elements with this record. I enjoyed the production. And I like the hook. And I like where it's going. I like the direction of the song for real. And I think it's one of those ride tracks that kind of put me in the zone of like a Devin a dude, just kind of riding in his slab, you know, switching lanes, whatever. It's a summer night that kind of put me in a nice little mood. I'm a female, so, and one of the things, of course, but one of the things about giving feedback on this show is that you're getting a woman and a man perspective, and of course, they're going to receive it differently. And once you have a woman attached to this song, once you have the ladies, the fellas don't have a choice, because whatever we like, they have to like it, because, you know, that's just how it goes. And but with this record in particular, I think that when you do kind of like the singing and you switch the flow up or whatever, I would have loved to have a little auto-tune with it, even though you ain't trying to sing. I would have loved to have a little future effect, not the most, but I would have loved to have a little melody with it. And that, I think that would have gave it, kept the track interesting and kept me engaged and really excited and just, you know, just wanting to really hear and listen in full to the track. So I don't think there's anything wrong with this, and again, I like it, but I feel like you could, there's area for improvement as far as like some certain effects you can add on when you're doing the singing and the little da da da, you know, just a little more, you know, something just to add to the flavor of you doing that actual cadence and that different change of flow. So that's what it was for me. So shout out to you. Dope, dope, dope.
Yeah, yeah, nah, that joint was definitely put me in that Devin the Dude mode while I was listening to that joint.
Yeah.
It's a dope record too, man. Yo, I would encourage, the beat was crazy. The track is dope. I would encourage, whatever you got to do, make sure you get that mix and master it professionally. You feel what I'm saying? That the track got one of them sounds in it that is like, I don't know you anybody, you know, you listen to Explosive, that Devin the Dude is actually on, but it's Corrupt, you know, Snoop, you know, Explosive. What makes that track so hard is that beat and that little riff that's so crazy to where you hear that track anywhere in the world and you know what that track is. That track that I just heard has elements of that. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah,
big time.
That's my favorite.
You get that shit mixed the right way, and wherever that track goes, they're gonna know who's that, who track that is. And that's the, it was the same thing on Still Tipping with Slim Thug, Mike Jones, Paul Wall. That every time that joint came on, that joint would hit the right way. That track was mixed the right way, to where it has its own signature without anybody even saying anything on it. And then Sun just came with the crazy laid back, like you said, Devin the Dude type style. Get that track mixed and mastered the right way. Like I said, I can't hear it the way I want to hear it when it's beating in speakers. But if it is, that's fine. If it's not, spend the money to do so, because I think that track could do a lot, especially if you're in the southern city. I don't know where fam is from, but if you're in the southern states, that joint right there could rock. I like that joint a lot.
Yeah,
and it's simple. Definitely. It's simple. You don't need, sometimes you don't need all that intricate stuff, man. You just need a powerful track and somebody riding on it the right way. Pimp C was the master at that. Pimp C will ride a track into the dirt that he wrote. Pimp C was so ill with that. And I think Andre 3000 and all the cats that came after him that rolled beats understood that if you ride tracks the right way, it doesn't have to be all types of craziness. It just got to sound right.
That's right. Dope. So that's just an easy tip or two. And hopefully,
should I stop smoking, man? You made me want to go back to rolling something up, man.
Okay, so it definitely did what it was supposed to do. shout out to you, Cartier. And again, we definitely appreciate your support and excited to hear.
That's Cartier joint right
there.
Yeah,
that's him. So,
Cartier, man. Shout out to Cartier.
He's a cool dude. I really really like him. So, okay, I do music coming up next. We're going to go ahead and drop this. We got to get into these tracks, you guys. Here we go. I do music.
30 minutes. I'll stop by the grocery store. Don't worry. I know. Hold on a second. Who is this?
Hey, yo, what's happening, partner? I told you I'm going to get with you, man.
Another rapper? Yeah. Seems like then. Everybody want to be a rapper these days.
What's happening, bro? Henny White, man.
Henny White, man.
From the streets to the stage. Hey. Up to the booth. I do music. Henny White, that's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. From the streets to the stage. Up to the booth.
I'm sorry, I didn't even introduce y'all to the artist. Anyway, I do music. I'll go ahead and get right into it for the sake of the time. We actually, I liked the production of the track and where it was going initially, but then I got lost along the way somewhere, and I can't really pinpoint where I got lost. The beginning was okay. It's kind of cool to have a little intro and everything. I got lost somewhere along the way in the track, and I wasn't engaged like I should have been. Ironically, towards the end, it kind of reminded me of 2 Chainz when he did something different with his voice, and that's not a problem. However, I just got lost somewhere in a track, but I can't pinpoint where it did. It might have been the lyrics. I think it goes back to the content and then the actual hook, and then it just being relatable and something that, you know, you could, I don't know. I just don't know what about it is missing in particular for me to give the insight. I just know sometimes you just feel like it's just not that record. I won't say it's just not that record, but I don't think that it's ready to shoot out tomorrow and everybody will be like, oh my God, this is not like the Trinidad James. I don't feel like it's going to be one of those, oh my God, we heard this track, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, nah.
The production was solid, though. The production is solid, and I like where it was going. And I could dig and rock with the content. It's just something, with the hook, I mean, it's just something I needed more of something, and I don't really know how to pinpoint. It just didn't do it for me in full. You know what I'm saying?
That joint right there is, you know, see, this is the thing. When you making a track and you saying you're not just a rapper and all you're doing is rapping on it, then that it contradicts itself, period.
Exactly.
So, saying I do music, but I'm not just a rapper, all we hear is you rapping. So if you're going to tell me you do music, but you're not just a rap, then what else do you do? He said from the streets to the stage to the booth. On the stage, you're going to rap. In the street, you're going to rap. And in the booth, you're going to rap. So how you not just a rapper? Like, if you're going to say that, then explain why. You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, that joint right there, and you could tell he just went in and created some music for himself. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not saying that anything is wrong with the beat. But when you on any type of music and you trying to get out to the masses, then I expect to hear what you're trying to tell me. You feel what I'm saying? And I didn't get that from that record. And then at the end, you know, I guess it was on the second verse where you stopped your verse and some little baby voice came in and said, Henny White music. It's like, the timing of all that stuff is critical, fam. You feel what I'm saying? You can't just throw shit in a record just because. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it in the right way, but I don't think it was supposed to go at the end of your second verse. For what reason? You feel what I'm saying? So it's all types of ways you could have played with that track. It was actually a dope track. It was a nicely put together beat. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's just like anybody that listens to that, your boys are the only ones that know what you're talking about. Maybe they know what Henny White do.
Right.
I don't know what Henny White do outside of rap, because Henny White just sent me a rap song to listen to. And then on the rap song, he's telling me he's not just a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, then what else do Henny White do?
Yeah, that's real talk.
And I didn't get that from that record.
That's what I'm saying. I just got lost along the way somewhere, and it wasn't that it wasn't bad. The quality was great, actually, too, by the way. So shout out to whoever engineered that joint and the producer. It's just, again, when you guys are introducing your music and you're competing, it's not even so much that you're introducing your music solely, but look how many people you're competing against. I mean, even if you're trying to just be underground, I mean, you guys have artists, all of us, we have a lot of competition out here. So are we in it to win it? And I believe so, because you guys submitted music, tweeted, and want to build a network and whatnot. So if this is Jermaine Dupri's radio station, let's not get it misconstrued. So we definitely take pride in the knowledge that we provide and also in bringing quality records to the show that we want to let our, you know, celebrity guests here, let others hear, and when we get to furthering other projects that we won't announce right now, we're looking for this type of material to help as well. So it's here to help you grow, and it's just something, it's gotta hit. You gotta really go in these booths and really write this material with a knowing that this is competition. You know what I'm saying? And that this ain't, everybody can't, you know, ain't gonna make it. So you, if you know you're supposed to be there, then you gotta go in. We can't just go in and do anything. We really have to.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
You gotta study this game.
When she talk about competition, you gotta. It's competition. It's just way too many people.
It's way too many
doing this shit. I remember when niggas used to be able to tell chicks that they rap, and that was something that the chicks loved. Drop their panties for anything. Now, when niggas say that, like,
we run other
directions. They think, oh, some broke nigga trying to make his dream come to rapping. He probably ain't got a dime. Oh, another rapper. Oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? So when you think of it like that, you realize the effort that you got to put into it. You feel what I'm saying? Make sure you're getting across what you want to get across the right way. You feel what I'm saying? If you're going to lead with that type of record, maybe you shot a video for it. You putting money into it. You putting substance into what you're doing. So why, if you're going to spend that money, you got to make sure this is something that, yo, I'm going to breeze this across to everybody. They're going to know where I'm coming from.
Right.
The first one can't be a rap song and you saying you're not just a rapper.
Yeah.
It's a rap song. You didn't sing in it. You didn't stop and play the flute. You didn't do nothing that didn't equal that you was a rapper.
And it's not a self-conscious. So you have those type of records where it's self-conscious records where it's a metaphor and all that, but it wasn't one of those. It really was, like you said, I'm not a rapper, but then it was just like all we heard was just rapping. So, and I get that you were keeping it. You might have kept it simple, try to play off the market, not play off the market, but play, you know what I'm saying, just play within the market and the mainstream, the radio, the clubs and all of that, and it can catch, but it has to, like, mesh well and flow. And you only have 3 minutes to impress. Really, you got 30 seconds. They cutting it off right then, but if they get lost at any point, it's they stopping it, and that's it. Because you got to think, a DJ, what is a DJ going to want to play and what they're going to mix it in? How can they mix my record in, my number one single in, with the hottest Future track out right now, with the hottest 2 Chainz track out right now, with the hottest Jeezy track? When they play that R.I.P., and then they ready to mix your joint in, they can't play I'm Not a Rapper, and then you go into that. And it's not just you in particular. Any, you know, they keep, if you got to think about
anybody.
Your market, right? You got to think about your market. So whatever I'm talking about, I need to know that when I get ready to promote this record, it's going to hit and work well with the clubs and whatever I'm catering it to or whatever genre I'm in. It all comes down to knowing your market, and it's the study that has to happen. And it can't always be, sometimes you have to outsource. You know, everybody on your team don't know. Everybody, it's okay to not know.
Not at all. Especially if they let you leave with that single right there and told you that was the one. If anybody told you that, then they bugging out because they're not understanding. You giving people a platform to ask you questions about, well, what else do you do if you're not a rapper that I just heard rap?
Yeah, and I would have
loved. The only people that's going to know that is your homeboys.
Right, and it would have been dope for it to be a kind of how Eminem used to do, how he would play off of, you know what I mean, who my name is, this or whatever. You know how he played off, hi kids, do you want to, whatever he said. So it could be one of those type of joints. You just got to revisit, I feel. That's just us. And it's,
and he got
people.
A good voice on the microphone.
Yeah, he
so,
can. And,
you know,
he
the voice is dope. And let me make sure I'm right. Is he white?
Well, his name is Henny White. I'm not sure. If he is, that's Stephen Doper. I mean, because...
Right, he's got a great
voice. You got a great lane. You got a great lane anytime you know, a minority within whatever, you know, field or genre, whatever. Black person playing country music. Black person playing rock and roll. White person rapping. White girl singing R&B. Like, you have an advantage. So use that market
right.
and get it popping, you know. So that's what you do.
Somebody mother spit 16 bars in my ear before. In case you don't think everybody's rapping in an airport, a nigga mother stopped me and spit a hard 16 in my ear. You know what I'm saying? I know a beautiful lady around my way who can rap a lot of dudes under the table. She's just rapping with me last night over some tracks that I had. So don't get it confused when people just want to go in here and create music and just spit. If you want to do that, then you do it for a hobby. But everybody can rap. Like, everybody. There's a 13-year-old white dude that was on This Is 50 the other day. He can rap. You know what I'm saying? Well, he was rapping. So notice that everybody's doing it. That should give you that extra edge when you go in there, and especially when you're putting the money behind it to push it somewhere.
Right.
Make sure you push it something that you know can have that potential. If it's the only money you got, make sure you get the mix and master and stop right there and go take that one song everywhere you could take that one song. You know what I'm saying? It's that real out there.
It is. It really has to be taken seriously. You know what I'm saying? And we can't take it seriously for you. You have to really understand and know what you're getting into it and not take it personal and really know the industry and the game, because if you take it personal at a just off of this, you can't imagine really walking in somebody's executive room and hearing, you know, what they may say, because they may feel like you wasted their time. Like, you didn't even take the time to mix it, or you didn't take the time to, you know, research. You didn't take. They really don't like that, because time is money. So, and speaking of time, we running. So I want to get into this next one. Look back at it, King Coop featuring Definition DJ.
It's your boy DJ Pizza. Let's check in with your boy King Coop. We're gonna look back at it right there. Where are my twerkers at right now?
Let me see you twerk, see you twerk,
twerk, twerk.
What's the job? Go to work, go to work,
twerk,
work,
work.
Yeah, let me see you work, let me work,
twerk,
work,
twerk.
Look back at it, twerk,
twerk.
If you're sexy girl, keep your hands up. Now if you're sexy girl, keep your hands up. Now if you're sexy girl, keep your hands up. Look back at it, shake it like a dancer. Now shake it cause you got a big old booty. Now shake it cause you got a big old booty. Now shake it cause you got a big old booty. Now shake it cause you know you a cutie. Look back at it like I'm in your rear view. Look back at it like I'm in your rear view. Look back at it like I'm in your rear view. Look at me, girl, you know what I'm trying to do. Now shake it like a middle of a dice game. Now shake it like a middle of a dice game. Now shake it like a middle of a dice game. And when I'm in it, neighbors gon' know my name. Now shake it like a pair of maracas. Now shake it like a pair of maracas.
Let's go, let's go.
Now shake it like a pair of maracas. Get low, girl, shake it like a bopper, ayy.
Work, work.
Let me see you twerk.
Twerk, twerk,
twerk. The job, go to work. Yeah, let me see you work,
let me work,
work,
work, work.
Look back at it, twerk,
twerk,
twerk. Let me see you twerk,
twerk, twerk.
Like a job, go to work,
work,
work. Yeah, let me see you work,
work,
work. Look back at it, twerk,
twerk.
I need all my ladies to the front,
to the front.
I need all my ladies to the front,
to the front.
I need all my ladies to the front,
to the front.
Look back at it, this ain't what they want now.
Let's go,
twerk.
Let's go, twerk.
Now go to
work.
Now if you're sexy, go on, keep your hands up.
Keep them up.
Yeah, if you're sexy, girl, keep your hands up.
Keep them up.
Yeah, if you're sexy, girl, keep your hands up. Look back at it, shake it like a dancer. Shake it like a middle of an earthquake. Shake it like a middle of an earthquake. Shake it like a middle of an earthquake. And when I'm done, girl, I make the bed break. Let me see you twerk. Like a dog, go to work. Yeah, let me see.
see you work. Look back at it, twerk. Let me see you twerk. Like a job, go to work. Yeah, let me see you work. Look back at it, twerk.
Okay, King Cooper, look back at it. That was really fun. Like, I found myself getting energy that I didn't have just sitting over here listening to it. What I think is definitely an open lane for what you're doing with that track and the direction in which that's going, because nobody's doing that Uncle Luke. And quite frankly, I'm tired of hearing them play. I ain't finna be out there doing all that anyway. But the point is I get tired of hearing them doing the throwback Luke. I want an updated yin yang or updated this type joint. So this is actually perfect for those chicks that can't wait to hit the dance floor. This is a spring bling summer club. When, what do y'all be, you know how they had a little bikini foam party, just all them type of, like, that whole club scene of just girls doing all of that. And Golden gives a great visual of strip club stuff, but I don't know how to do all that, so I ain't gonna go into it that deep. But I can see that being played as well. I think that it needs a solid mix. You might want to revisit the mix, because it's dope to have a DJ featuring and whatnot, but definitely also provide a version without the DJ if you can. I'm not sure. It just depends how you market it. But this song can do something. It just has to be marketed correctly, and then as well as, get a good mix on there, because there was times when, like, when it first came in, I felt like the DJ was too loud, so you want to make sure it's just a nice solid mix is what it's going to come down to. And but there's a lot of elements in this, and I think that you did a good job of writing it the way you're supposed to and saying what you're supposed to. And then you reminded us where that element came from at the end when you did the whole, you know, what is the line? I don't even know the line, but it's the line from, like, a familiar twerk song that everybody knows. So it just works. It really does work. It just needs, I think, to tighten up the mix a bit, and you'll be straight. So that's what I think.
Yeah. I would say definitely tighten up the mix of the song. Definitely make it hit the right way. Get the voices in line, all lined up the right way. As far as vocal and volume, and go get you the nearest big booty, fine face, thin waist, stripper chicks, dancers, I don't care who they are, and create a video for that immediately. It's going to need a visual. That's why it's a strip club record. People are only going to love it if they see ass shaking in their face. You feel what I'm saying? Other than that, it will die a fast death. You need to get the visual on it immediately. I would parade it around to all the strip clubs. You feel what I'm saying? Just so every dude that leaves that club remember how ass was shaking in their face when that song played. So that'll give them a favorable memory of that joint. And just get as many people twerking and popping to that song as possible. Then you could breathe a lot of life to that joint. Without the visual, you know, it can't sustain. You feel what I'm saying? Because it is a visual song. Everything you're saying, somebody wants to see. You want them to shake like a middle of an earthquake? We need to see that. We don't care. If you're in the video just saying that, who cares? You got to have that shorty shaking like the middle of the earthquake in that video. You feel what I'm saying? In that strip club. So That's the visual song. Yeah, I made it a visual song. It's all about, look at her. Look what I'm telling her to do. She doing it. She dropping it. She going to work. Look at that. Look at that. So go get that done. You need it. They might already have it done. They might have already have it done. But if you don't, immediately start getting that done. Go to the strip club tonight and recruit for dancers to come out to that song. Tell them you're shooting a video and get that on and popping.
Yeah, and that's going to be
that's
a great
how that song's
going
to grow. I was about to say, workout, all that stuff.
Yeah, we will love to play that and just do whatever. So that's awesome, awesome. Good job, good job. Next, Bone Style. I also shout a chat to you, homie. I'm so sorry. How could we forget? He's been hanging in there
right
with
there.
Us, too. Definitely, definitely. We got this chat coming from him featuring Kid Ben, it's Kid Ben featuring himself, and it's called Strip Club. So I guess that's what it do. We'll drop that next. And then we have about three or four more coming up, some ladies and two gentlemen, and that's about it. So hang in there with us. Hang tight, 760-913-4119. We are going to finish this review in case you want to call in. Go ahead and call in. You can listen in through the line of the link, 760-913-4119. And also, this is, again, G14 Radio, the cut by Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So do make sure you go over there and check it out. That's how people are interacting with Jermaine Dupri and other stuff. If I had opportunity to go to a site that wasn't oversaturated where I could actually speak with a celebrity and see what happens just to say what's up, hey, you never know, right? Then I would choose Global14.com and not Twitter where they all there getting tweeted every day. So that's just me. Strip Club, Kid Ben's featuring Bone Style.
And if she works for dollars, she gon' bring it back. And if she works for dollars, she gon' bring me stacks.
Hopping out that latest whip, hand in hand with latest chicks. I'm looking like money you can sell from exclusive kicks. You ain't got no monies into you, they are elusive kicks. Yeah, I spend the night when she paying me to visit, yeah. I'm on that right level, I'm turned up, lifted. The best of both worlds, I got a skinny and a thick bitch. Shoes up, baby, cause your man, I am eclipsing. Headed to the club, GPS giving directions. Who wouldn't like me see a star when you stare? Right. Chauffeur lifestyle, I sit back and let her stare. Nobody saw my vision, now they see where I get vision clear. About to take off in the runways, clear.
I'm certified, getting big bucks. Told her come and work for daddy at the strip club. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring it back. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring me stacks. I'm certified, getting big bucks. Told her come and work for daddy at the strip club. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring it back. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring me stacks.
I'm certified, check a nigga. This is a Kodak moment. Know you get the picture? Pussy money weed, I'm a bill collector. Put her on my stage, I'm a bill collector. Bad bitches coming in. Put them on the job just to show their skin. I know dope boys that be moving bricks. Invite them to the club just to see the shit. Pop a bottle, then pop a motto. We going in, Henny bottles and Moscato. Making bitches from the ceiling to the ground. Throw that money up, you know it's going down. I'm certified, getting big bucks. Told her come and work for daddy at the strip club. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring it back. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring me stacks. I'm certified, getting big bucks. Told her come and work for daddy at the strip club. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring it back. And if she work for dollars, she gon' bring me stacks.
Alrighty, that was Strip Club. I liked it. I really don't have Let's just say, I think that's a great impression to introduce yourselves to the market and just get a nice little buzz going to get people saying, who's this, who's that? It put me in a zone of a Meek Mill, and, you know, they rock with Meek Mill heavy. So I enjoyed it very much. Also, it's talking about strip clubs, so there you go with the visuals. We just go and just touch on that also. So I think that was well done as far as, like, it's a great way to introduce who you are, especially two of you, separately, group, whatever. It's a good, that was nice. It was a good, it's a good first impression is what it comes down to. It'll do well. It'll make some, it'll probably hit some charts also if you push it the right way and do what it needs to do and market it the right way. You know, be prepared to follow up with a heavy hitter. Be prepared to keep it consistent because that won't showcase all of what you can do, but it's enough to get you in the game. So if that makes sense, then, you know, that's what I have to say about the track.
No, the track, it's a cool track. I like the hook more than anything on that track. It's a cool joint, and yeah, you definitely want to follow up with something, you know, a little bit tougher, you know what I'm saying, because you definitely want to leave an impression, you know, that strip club song that, you know, I just heard, is like, if she work for dollars, she going to bring it back. I didn't hear that line, and I don't know how many booty popping records, bring it back, dollar, you know what I'm saying? So it's got to be something even crazy. Like, if you got a record like that, the beat got to be something crazy that they going to remember off the top. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to say what everybody is saying, at least something's got to stand out to make it memorable. You know what I'm saying? So that's why this is a cool song. It's a good song. It's not a bad song. But it ain't something that when somebody hear it, they're going to be like, yo, I want to hear that joint again. You feel what I'm saying? And if you're going to do a song like that, always say, okay, we're going to do a song like that, man. This beat got to be tough. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the biggest thing with these songs. It's like everybody, we'll go back to Trinidad James. Everybody, yeah, you're just getting so simple, this and that. Listen to that track. When that track come on in the club, you know what I'm saying? It hits. To the point where everybody loves it. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're going to have a track like that where you're saying what everybody else is saying, then have a beat that they can't ignore, that they want to hear over and over again.
Exactly. And then just from, like I said, being in from that Texas region or whatever, that will hit very nicely in the South. Like I said, a nice open the door, you know, but is it going to be number one on Billboard, you know, and you don't have to just, everybody, you know, not aiming for that, but it's a good way to kind of reach and get in that direction and get some people looking in your direction and what you're capable of. Who is this dude? He's got a little buzz. It reminds me of, it's just kind of got that D-Town type swag, got that kind of Southern type swag, and it gets you a lot of attention, and it gets played, and everybody enjoys it when it comes on, but and I might, you know, the females will gravitate to it too, but I agree, you know, just be prepared to follow up and market and push that and see what happens. You know, you never know, but do push that record, but have a follow-up in as well. So I think is what it comes to. The next record, we have a few more. Again, 760-913-4119 in case you time out on your link. You can still listen to the record and what we have to say. So 760-913-4119, Twitter at G14 Radio and at Global 14. Let's get into this next track. It is Shake It, and this is by Spider Rafari. So interesting name. I'd like to know how you came up with that name, but it's called Shake It. My review on Global 14 Radio The Cut.
Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up, bring it back. Chop it low, shake it up Man, I turn animal, girl, like gorilla. The way you move your body, girl, I look so simmer. Make a man give you keys to the house and the bima. House and the bima. Cause your body look tight. And the boat and the fish, and they look right, right. The way you jump low, when you bounce it slow. You mash up on the shorts and rock the dance floor. Don't stop, baby, girl, I wind it up more. Don't stop, baby, girl, I chop it down slow. Wind it up, I fling it up, I wind it up more. Fling it up, I turn it up, I chop it down low. Chop it down low, girl, I back it up slow. Shake it up, I pop it up, I chop it down low. Oh.
I know you like the way I drop it down low. Bouncing like a ball, picking jacks up off the flow. Winding on down, seeing how low I can go. True it on him till them ting gets sore. He whispered in my ear, him can't take it no more. Cause I got that body that you can't ignore. Another man down, but he's keeping score. That's what the hell I came in here for.
Stepping to the club and the dance floor jumping. She got low and showed me something. Moving side to side like windshield wiper. I grind from behind like a real night rider. Wind to the grind, I think I like it. Bring the beast out, I just might bite it. Back to the crib, play hubby and wife me up. Wait for this beyond the midnight. Straight prime time, tonight, tonight, girl. Shake so fast, you earthquake, girl. Tonight, tonight, this is it. Olivia Newton, physically fit. Keep your body moving, girl, please don't quit. Rainbow, baby, you rocking the ship. Yeah, girl, this is it. You the baddest in the club, I scream that ish.
Hey, bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake him off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake him off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake him off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl.
Drop it low, but me not from yard. Shake it up, push it out, wind it up, star. You think you a player, I'ma pull your card. Eliminate your date and her feelings scarred. Sorry, Miss Lady, didn't mean no harm. When I hit the floor, it's time to perform. Burning up the spot, so ring the alarm. I'm burning up the spot, so ring the alarm.
Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake him off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake him off, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake him off, girl. Wine to the beat, baby girl, you don't stop. Girl, I love the way you waist, I turn like hands pan clock. Girl, you know my body up, girl, I make me ting rock. Girl, you land up on the ground, girl, I put your pant up. I be shot and I pass you, girl, I dem a lick shot. The way you drop it low, girl, I make the place hot. You know me never go this time, girl, let us go spot. The way you zip it up, shake it low, bring it back. Make a man give you a deal, girl, I sign contract. The way you fight, girl, from the front to the back. When you grind on the ground, me no know off the act. Everybody in the dance, them a catch contact. So let us say, pull up, I bring that back. So let us say, pull up, I bring that back. The way you drop it low, push it up, bring it back. The way you drop it low, shake them off, bring it back. So, bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake them off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake them off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake them off, girl. Bow slow, let me see you take a wine, girl. Drop it low, push it out, shake them off, girl.
All right, all right. That was Spider Afari. Shake it. Gosh, I cannot pronounce nothing tonight. There's a way to break onto the scene when you break in, talking about breaking a record and letting a record be heard. There's different elements and different ways you can go about doing so. And one in particular I feel is you have songs that you have to hear in the club first, like Gordon said earlier, and then you have songs that you can hear on the radio first in order for you to enjoy it in the club. And this is a type of record that I have to hear in the club before I can receive it on the radio, because I can remember the dancing that we did. And being having a Caribbean background, I can get into this. However, I still have to get into this at a setting before I can really just be like, oh, you know, let me shake it or whatever the hook is saying. So I would push this. You have to, again, it just comes down to knowing your market and knowing where to push it, because it wasn't a bad song, and it's nice that you have a female in there as well, because we like to sing along and say stuff, and just that's just how everybody is. Everybody wants to join you with the song when they're into it, so they want to dance and say the part and have a favorite line. So I didn't hear a line in particular that I could identify with, but it's okay as long as the beat and just the vibe of the overall experience of the song is making me get into it and keeping me engaged. So for me, I have to hear that in the club and just really get attached to it in the club. And even still then, I may not just put that on in my CD player and put it on repeat. Again, that may not be the purpose. So this is one of those checks where it's a good way to get in if you're marketed it right. And it may be one of those checks where I can't help but to have to listen to it because everybody else loves it so much. So it just goes down to the market, how you're going to market it. And then again, you know, sometimes when you're trying to get your song played on the radio, you may have to make a radio-friendly song. You can't always just assume this one record is great for radio and both the club, because that's not the case. Sometimes has to be picked up in the club first and then later received through the airwaves. So keep that in mind and vice versa. So that's what I have to say about that check.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, joints like that, man, the reggae, the dude that did the reggae was crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
He
was hot.
Right.
He sounded like he was already on. Like I done heard him before. You feel what I'm saying? Very nice tone with the reggae. Very nice tone. And then, you know, it kind of faded off for me a little bit because, you know, you got to stay with the strength of those records. You gotta keep it up. You feel what I'm saying? And when those records like that come on, you know how the girl came when she got the soft voice. You know what I'm saying? So at the time, somebody needed to make sure her levels was right during that mix. You feel what I'm saying? Like, her, even though she got the soft voice, it turned down when it came to her part. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're going to record her like that, you got to make sure she stays in line volume-wise at least with the dude that's spitting the chant. You feel what I'm saying? You don't want to take it from there all the way down. You feel what I'm saying? They want to hear what the female has to say. Because pretty much if she on the record, you know what I'm saying, with shaking it in reggae, she going to be saying something that the girl's going to really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, here she come, boom. I'm about to dirty wine to her part or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So you got to make sure when you're mixing these records that it keeps that energy. You feel what I'm saying? And not that when her part comes on, you really got to listen to hear what she's talking about. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the system that we're listening to it on.
Right.
But if it's not, and you can just make sure those levels are right. They can mean everything in a record. But love reggae. Love that feel. You know what I'm saying? But like Onyx said, this is something that you got to visually see people dancing and having a good time to before you say, I want to hear that again, I want to hear that again, I want to hear that again. You know what I'm saying? Certain songs can't give you that right away, and especially when it's a dance song. If anybody ever notices, dance songs get popular when people see the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hear them in the club. You feel what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
In the club or the videos, it got to work some way to where people are like, I got to hear that again. And this one, to me, it would be a visual, and the song got to have the right mix. But nice job. I love when people infuse reggae or R&B or alternative rap, whatever. That can never hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It really can't. And we actually have, we got to wind it down. We actually have, speaking of reggae wines and Betty Wine, we actually going to wind it down
for
everybody.
Yeah, we got to wind it down for real.
Because we've listened to lots of records, and I'm not oversaturated at all, but I definitely don't want to, for those that are listening, make it too long of a broadcast to hear your record. But the ones that are listening, we're going to make sure we get your record on right now. We have, like, we got a couple more to go to, but really the last two are just already good, and we're just going to ride out to those last two. So really we're going to play about two more, maybe three, and then we're going to be a wrap for tonight. And we do want to thank everybody.
How many more?
We have like two or three, and then we're good, and the rest is just to ride out too. So we're going to go ahead and get into them. This next one's actually a reggae joint as well. It's called Old Babylon, and it's by Ruben Eyes. So we'll go ahead and get into that one real quick. The next one after that is Set Gang with I Survive, and then we have two R&B joints.
Coronation Ceremony. come again. Calm like a lion, not to be tamed. Agreeing that day of the coming of the Lord, and afterwards deny it all. O Babylon, watch your destruction. O Babylon, watch your desolation. For your crime and confusion, Jah would bless you with an illusion. O Babylon.
Babylon. I still bet with this particular track, I definitely need this to get into it with the band, the live band joint. That's going to get me really excited. I love the production of it. Again, shout out Caribbean.
The production was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I really enjoyed
it. If that joint's mixed right,
oh, yeah.
My God. It was some elements in that joint that was fire. If a rapper took that beat,
oh,
that shit is
and they kept that.
What?
And kept him on the hook. And I'm glad that you brought up the mix, because when the woman came in was when I heard really that, okay, this could use a tighter mix on this joint. And I would love to just be at a park in the grass on July 4th, seeing y'all play, hitting the drum and all of that. I would really be so happy and pleased. I want to hear this and see you performing it everywhere, because it's one of those tracks. It's so good music. It's so good. And I enjoyed it. So, yeah. And
it has potential. It's got
mm-hmm.
room for growth. It
mm-hmm.
It's not where it needs to be right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's there in certain elements. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Definitely got to have a tight mix on that. Definitely got to, come across with the words the way you
mm-hmm.
need to come across. You know what I'm saying? That's all studio work. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Concept of the song, of course. If you run in them streets or you're from the city,
mm-hmm.
you know Babylon is a beast, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my whole thing about that, it definitely got room for growth, but I heard some elements in that beat that was so crazy.
I loved it.
You get that joint mixed the right way. That track was crazy.
It can do some serious damage, like, for real. And it's one of those classic tracks. I could hear that in movies, commercials. That's going to be heard again and again and again. Somebody will be able to use that, and that's hard to do, to make effortless, timeless, classic music that everybody can relate to and be a part of. So I loved it in that aspect, and like we were just saying, room for growth, and, make sure you're performing that joint as well to get the fan base up, because you will get some fans with that. To Veronica, is the next track that we're going to play. And this, I actually had an opportunity to see her perform at the Southern Entertainment Awards in Nashville. Her management has been listening to the show, supporting, and actually reached out. And this is awesome because we want to get into her song real quick. That Right. That's Right. I said That Right. It's called That's Right. But, you know, featuring Snow the Product. And this is the live review for this song. Let's go. Product is actually very well known within the underground realm and within her region, and she does a great job of executing her flow. And I want to say that being from Texas, this song has I've heard before in Dallas, which is great, and it definitely gives you that club D-Town feel. This has an opportunity to really go and reach other markets and really do what it needs to do. And I actually saw Tyronica perform this song, and as long as the same energy on this track is brought to the stage, she won't miss and lose. This record could really be something for the women. What I would say for this record is to just not give up on it. It has potential, and sometimes it takes a while for everybody to catch on to a record. So don't give up on pushing this record, because it can do something, and I saw that it did something in Dallas. So keep that going, keep it up, and just push it. See where it can take you, because I really like the record, and I like how you have different, you showcase different elements with throughout the song that let us know that you can go further and that you can do more, and that's very important when it comes to, you know, marketing an artist. So that's my standpoint.
Yeah, that joint right there, I like the different elements of the record. I like her singing voice. Me, you know, see, it's hard, man, because a lot of our opinions don't mean nothing. You feel what I'm saying? You never know what somebody want to push or gravitate to.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that record, when she's singing, I wouldn't have bought back in the You Ain't Never Heard a Girl Like Me off of that singing. You feel what I'm saying? But that's just sitting down in the studio, you know, creating music as a producer, you know, slicing bridges and shit like that. Because that whole beat could have switched and she could have sung that record out. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they would have remembered, like, oh shit, like she really took that record to another level at the end of that shit. Like how Justin Timberlake does in that Mirrors joint. When that whole shit switch up, you know what I'm saying? And then it shit just takes you to another zone. You feel what I'm saying? The last girl on the joint, I don't know if that was Snow the Product or not, really got on there and tore that joint down, you know what I'm saying, with the cadence and riding the track. And I just think that the singing parts should have been in different parts than where they were. You feel what I'm saying? But the record is cool. The record is dope. It's definitely got the ill, you know, drums. I like the drums on that joint. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it could do things. You know what I'm saying? But coming from a standpoint of production, like I would have loved to hear somebody break that beat down toward that end and let her fade out with that singing. You know what I'm saying? Like I think that would have been a rememberable part of the record. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of having that dope voice come in and then taking it right back to the play school that never had a good life. You know what I'm saying? But that's the only thing that I hear when I heard that record. Other than that, it was cool to me.
No doubt. So we'll get into the next one. Like I said, we winding down, man. We winding down.
Sad. Who's why we you know, doing this, you know, thank God we ready. We going to the end, man. The Social Death family just took a heavy blow.
What happened?
Chris Kelly, man, from Criss Cross just died, man.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah, the homie Mac Daddy, which we just saw
at
the 20th anniversary. He's passed away. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to Chris Kelly. Shout out our General JD, you know what I'm saying? Prayers to the Social Death family. But how great is it that JD had that 20th anniversary and Chris Kelly got to see how much he was loved out here?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Before he passed away, because Criss Cross was on every blog and news show when that 20th anniversary came around, from CNN to MSNBC to TMZ, they were everywhere. So, you know, he got to see how much he was loved out here. But, the homie just passed away.
That is just, I'm just completely speechless. We have two other tracks to play, and we are going to actually put those for part two, especially because I didn't really see that they were going to be listening tonight. I don't want them to miss the feedback. So we're definitely going to just save them for later. There are two more records I want to introduce you guys to that aren't necessarily going through the review. However, we do want to introduce you guys to the music, and we'll ride out to that. We have this one track. This one is a review, and this is our last review, actually, and ironically, the title of this song is Fallen, and it is by John Boy, and I have worked with him before, and we actually have a song in the queue from the featured singer, which is Chevis Kimber. He's actually, one of his songs came through the review, and it was really dope, so we're going to play that track. The last song we're going to write out to will be from Final Score, and that will be it for tonight. So very sad news. Hopefully this track could help lighten this up right now. But that's pretty heavy. This is John Boy, Fallen, and let's get a review on this and then ride out to Final Score, Somebody.
First time mom told his mama don't cry. Kissed her on the head, wiped the tears from my eyes. Wife broke down, Angelina barely walking. But silly manned up and turned away to keep from falling. Only 19 and recovering alcoholic. His father wanted to change, so the homie came calling. Tyler so flawless, we all fall down. But when he stood up, it's when it all turned around. Friends laughed at him, made jokes, hurt his ego. That's when he realized they were asking, where would we go? But like a hood hero, that's what it all seemed. And then he understood why they were killing all his dreams. Labeled as a fiend, could go out for him to shake that. They knew he wanted better, but jealousy made him hate that. No wonder why they stayed back, he gave it to the man. No need to worry about it, cause it's all in the plan. So give it over. Why you fucking athletic? And when it hit the fan, she was 6 months pregnant. Father told her, leave mom crying, don't do that. And with a loud voice, she yelled and asked her, where were you at? No way I'm finna move back, nobody here believe. And so she took a thank and went to Colorado Springs. Not giving up a dream, she knew she wouldn't make it without a GED, and so she found a way to ace it. But what about my baby and everyday thought? And it's a good thing that these walls don't talk. We all at fault. She stayed in deep confession until she met a man who told her all about his lessons and took it as a lesson, overcoming her depression. Single mother, one child, University of Texas. Looking at the ceiling, and then he began to cry like he was searching for a reason. He said he lost his job and was stressing about the bills, and he ain't have a dime saved after 19 years. So what that mean? Everything finna tighten up. I should've listened to you, girl. You couldn't been right enough. She used to tell him put up for a rainy day, but he would never listen. So the karma put him in a place where everything came clear as can be. So when his wife spoke, the words flowed comfortably. Everything took a turn as he began to see a major thing taking place within his family. Yeah, he left it all at the altar. And then he left town to go searching for his daughter. His son ran into him after graduating basic. Man, all I'm trying to say is live life and don't waste it. Yeah.
Getting ready to cut live music feedback review. Last song of the night, John Boy, featuring Chavis Kimber, Fallen. Perfect timing to play that track. It was it definitely now reassures me that this track will do what it's supposed to do. It's perfect for a hard time right now to get through. It's perfect for anybody to feel encouragement at a time when they need it most. I really enjoy this track, and we will be, if Golden is in agreement, this will be something we will keep here and play in rotation. I encourage you to push this track completely and to really just, there's not really nothing out there like that, this right now at the moment, just really promoting, you know, get up and get it and make it, especially with a male singer on there. This is one of those T.I., when they push you down, you got to get back up. This is just one of those songs that when I'm feeling a type of way, I'm going to play this record, and it couldn't have been more appropriate than just now hearing that news. And, you know, the song itself is perfect and dope. And, like, again, it's just crazy that it's relatable to the moment, in the moment now, and it does what it's supposed to do. So shout out to you, John Boy, for making a solid record. Golden, what did you think?
Yeah, solid record for what it's supposed to definitely do, which is invoke thought, give a balance to all the craziness that's going on out
mm-hmm.
here. You know, give people inspiration, you know, and also a look into, you know, how, you know, basically it ain't all fun and games out here. You got to plan, you got to do what you got to do, you know, try to live right, you know, try to make it out, you know what I mean? Just use the best in you and try to, you know, fly over these obstacles and get where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? So we need records like that. We need records like that. So, you know, it was good to hear something different, you know, in the rotation of the reviews tonight. So definitely shout out to the artists for making that dope, introspective record, man. The balance is definitely needed.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we got you on that and play it. It's nice encouragement. Golden, I have some records I have to get to you as far as the bass for you to shoot, listen to. This last track, again, this is something already submitted. It's just already in rotation. It's Final Score Somebody. We are riding out. We will be back next Wednesday. It looks like we will be doing a tribute special. We just got the news. Golden announced that Chris Kelly of Chris Cross has passed away. No details and specifics at this moment to report, but condolences, prayers, all the above. At least we did have the opportunity to see him, but some of us are first and last, but we definitely know the legacy that they left. It's just it's a tough time, a sad time, and I'm speechless. I really am. But we will be back next week, next Wednesday, global14.com. Follow the Twitters at global14 at G14 Radio. Myself is at Onyx254. Golden is at the glue, THAGLUE. And also shout out to Lamon, who is our tech, and he has been holding down the board tonight like crazy. We had a lot of
shout
volume
out,
tonight.
Lamon. Shout out, brother.
We had a lot of volume tonight, and he really held it down. So shout out to him. One deep, too, by the way. It was like 20 calls on here at one point. So, again, shout out to everybody that sent their music in, hung in with us, took the feedback, applied it. And we hope that you can learn to grow. And, you know, we want to hear you. You know, keep it coming. Build with us. We will build with you as well in return. We encourage you also to go back and listen to the episodes that we have already with people that are in the business, that are in the industry, so you can see how we go hand in hand and what's at stake right now. So, again, last song, Final Score. Two songs will be going to part two. That will be Set Gang and Tamra, because I don't even know if they were tuned in tonight. And they were the last to submit music. So, again, Final Score, and this is called Somebody, and we are out back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific.
She told me it's over. I told her she late. She told me the love she had for me turned into hate.
Whoa.
I told her I miss her, so I'm glad that she gone.
Bye.
She told me I crossed her mind when she think of this song.
Bye.
Now she's just somebody that's lonely, thinking coulda, shoulda. New man ain't no better. So now she sorta wish she woulda. Text me what you doing. I'm having fun with my new chick. You at home, that old man. Stressed out watching Netflix. A rock all in my cup. Her hand all in my pants.
Woo.
My eyes all in my head.
I know I loved you. Her verbal say she love me, her verbs will never show it. Whenever I need her help, she refuse to be heroic. My bad, my fault, I went and tricked and treated her. She kicked my love away, I brought her too many sneakers. Claim she wants to be her missus, find it easier to miss her. She fell in love again, I guess this other nigga tripped her. You changed? Yeah. You couldn't change for weather, hope you change for the better. See how you change with the weather, you're a joke. Funny how just a friend became a baby father. Won't bother, got plenty bitches. Miss me, don't catch the vapor. Since you bleaching my clothes, burn everything I brought you. When you sex me, you're next, teach them everything I taught you.
I don't
want to
live that way.
What way?
You say.
I
said that you could let it go.
And I did. Now you're somebody that I used to know.
Only one that I can come to. Love screw, now you're just somebody that I once knew. I loved you, thought the love we had would be set in stone. Till I got knocked and found myself left alone. I had to test the throne, meaning test your loyalty. No discreet, out for self, her attitude was more for me. And when it was turn to speak, I just said it's worth saving. Now I take my statement back, like an affidavit. I see it clear, the tunnel with love, her vision fell. Cause the bitch heart was colder than that prison cell. Running from my love, but was coming to my visit. Fuck a one-hit wonder, I just wonder why I hit it. Damn.